Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Joining us now is Riley Monum with the Minnesota Farm Bureau, the Northwest Minnesota Area Program Director. Good morning. Hello. How are you?
We're doing great. How are you doing?
Good. So the year has wrapped up. We're into a new year and it sounds like you're going to be talking about some ag policy coming up shortly. What is on the plate for you guys coming up?
Well, our session will be getting underway here shortly. So there's a lot of things that we want to work on in right in Minnesota here. You know, there's obviously things that we're working on at the national level also, but Minnesota Farm Bureau is going to concentrate on a few things within our state here that we're dealing with. One of those that kind of came to the surface is the financial and emotional type challenges that we're facing in rural Minnesota, not just within the farming community, but it kind of affects everyone. So making sure that we have things in place to help handle that, and along with that is some of the healthcare issues that we're looking at. And healthcare is a major expense for farmers, and that continues to put more strain on their operations. And so that's something that we need to continue to work on in Minnesota. And then also taxes, obviously, is something that we continue to work on. In my area here, we have a lot of farmers that are interested in trying to get some things changed with property taxes. And so I have a good group in Clay County, actually, that is working on that issue. And we're going to continue to move that forward. There's a lot of things that get funded using ag property tax. And it puts an extra burden on farmers. And so we need to try to make sure that's fair moving forward. And then along with that too, just making sure that we continue to get funding for transportation in outstate Minnesota. We rely on transportation to get our product to the market. So it's important every year and we'll continue to make sure that we get treated fairly outstate. And then the last thing that's on our list that our state board has came up with is trade. And that, it goes a little bit beyond a state issue, but it's certainly things that Minnesota Farm Bureau is going to continue to work on. So trade is another issue that affects us all.
Getting back to that emotional issue, I mean, that really hits home to a lot of people, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. We continue to hear more and more about it. And I grew up on a farm, and so I have a good understanding of, the situation that farmers are facing now. And there's some positives out there, certainly. But you don't know everybody's situation. We need to make sure that we have some funding in place to try to help put resources in place for people to be able to utilize if they are struggling with some of those financial and emotional type issues. Of educating people about where things come from when it comes from a farm, and we need to do a better job of that. So that's what we're going to work on with this group.
And you mentioned you have a group of young farmers going to Ecuador. Is that who's going?
Yeah, we have a group of younger, I would call them ag professionals in the Red River Valley. And there's people from, all the way down in Grant County, which would be down in the Elbow Lake area, and then all the way up to the Canadian border, basically. Throughout the Red River Valley on the Minnesota side, we have a group of young ag professionals. There's going to be 12 of us total that are going. And we're actually going to be going with Joel Ransom with NDSU. And we had started to get this group together a while ago. Minnesota Farm Bureau did, along with the Minnesota Association of Wheat Growers. And the idea was that we needed to start getting leaders that were prepared to kind of start filling roles in their communities.
And we'll hear more from Riley later. That's Riley Monum with the Minnesota Farm Bureau.